Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every Wednesday here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Timmy, what's up?
How are you?
Good. Overreaction. Titans must sign Ryan Tannehill. Go.
Look, I think they should definitely try to sign him. I mean, over the course of this the other day on NFL Live, and I believe to be true, of the guys that are, headed to free agency that I think most people believe would be willing to play somewhere else. So, for example, Drew Brees is up, but, Chris Mortensen was like, look, he's playing in New Orleans or nowhere. And I think that, all the stuff surrounding I would just put it that way. I think signing, so if you take Brees out of the equation, I think when you factor in age, health, all of that stuff, the top of the free agent market at quarterback is Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
So if you are a team that, would go into next season without one, which they would if he were to go somewhere else, then, that needs to be your number one priority, assigning him. And so, I was asked, between quarterback and running back, what the priority is, and the priority is quarterback. So, do you have to sign him? I guess you don't have to. If somebody was going to pay him $60 million a year and you're like, that's crazy, we're not going to do that, sure. But no one's going to do that. So the question is, are you willing to pay true starter money for Ryan Tannehill, and because of his contract situation, you probably just have to.
Well, we have, multiple televisions here in the studio, and this was on Monday's show, and I look up, and you guys are doing that show, and you were playing the Overreaction Monday segment, and that was the topic which I brought up. And from what I can tell, while we're trying to do a radio show, and I keep peeking at you on television, I believe you're the only one that said that's an overreaction. True? Like, you don't have to bring back?
Yeah. Well, sometimes how those things are worded, it was like, was an overreaction that you had to sign them. I guess, sometimes it gets taken more literally than others. Here's the deal, I think, with him. He's 31 years old. He's healthy. He still moves around, really well. He turned the season around. And, you have to think about, who would be the quarterback instead of him and what would that cost? So, everyone's going to talk about, what it costs to sign him. And that's understandable and fair, and it's going to be expensive because he's going to make more than 30 a year, to play quarterback for somebody. So that's what it's going to cost to sign him. But the next question is, what does it cost to sign somebody else? And who is that other person? So if you don't sign him and whatever, let's just say he goes to Tampa, and then you're like, all right, we're swapping quarterbacks, and you're paying Jameis Winston. Well, what does that cost? It's still not cheap, Same thing if it were Case Keenum or somewhere else. And then I think most people would agree that, that those guys aren't as good as him. So,
okay. I want to play the landing spot game with you. I want to put this on hold because I want to hear where you go with this stuff, because I don't want to keep going into Tannehill stuff, because I want to hear where you take this. Can we play the landing spot game?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw out a quarterback's name, and you tell me.
I think it was smart of you, Tim, by the way, to think about it for a second before you said sure. I
mean,
because you consider the source.
What does that mean?
He's not familiar with this game. He doesn't know the rules of this game. He doesn't know what you're going to hit him
with. It's very simple. I'm going to throw a quarterback's name to him. He says,
what you say, the landing spot game, like everybody plays this game like checkers.
What uniform is he in next season? That's all.
Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, do you want to start there? Okay, let's go Ryan Tannehill.
I'll start there. Tennessee Titans.
Okay, so he's coming back. So you just said $30 million a year?
We'll see how it breaks down. I think by the time it breaks down, it'll end up being more than that. I don't see how there's any way that
he's not making at least 60 over the first two. Anyway, he's not making at least that.
Boy, I'm really squeamish.
It's the going rate.
Everybody's rustling around.
But what else are you going to do besides the name that we've been batting around?
Okay, fine. Then let's go there. Tom Brady.
New England.
So you think he's back?
I do.
Okay. Philip Rivers, who just picked up his very large family and moved him to Florida.
Yeah. Tampa.
Bruce Arians.
Makes sense.
Then outgoing quarterback Jameis Winston.
See, I think it's tricky because I don't think anyone's like giving him a starter job. So like, I mean, I feel like in some ways he could end up anywhere.
Wouldn't it be so like the Raiders to do that though?
I had thought of them for a second.
I mean, right?
Like, you know, maybe the Raiders, but like, does that matter? And you know, I'm not for certain they would do that. You know, with Carr and his situation, but like, does he end up in Denver? There are places I think he could end up where I don't know that it totally matters. Like, could he end up in Seattle as the backup? Could he end up, in Minnesota as they, have to kind of also start to look forward after, what is after next year for Minnesota? You know, I just think there are factors like that that I think, end up having to be considered.
You think there's a chance the guy who threw the most touchdowns the regular season is going to be a backup when Ryan Fitzpatrick was a starter?
No, I just think that I think you have to find a landing spot for him, right? So some of these spots are going to get eaten up with draft picks. And, other spots, like take Denver, for example. Like, are they for sure on Drew Lock? No, they're probably not totally for sure. But are they at least, like, is Drew Lock going to have a chance to be their starter day one? Yeah, of course he is. So, if Jameis Winston went there, Drew Lock is making, whatever he was, not first round draft pick money on a rookie deal. Like, you can sign a quarterback and pay him $17 million and see what happens.
Okay. Teddy Bridgewater.
Indianapolis.
See, this is why we're best friends. Because I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, boy.
So, I would want to say Philip Rivers there, but I don't think that, Frank Reich has worked with Philip, and I don't think that's something that he's trying to make happen in Indianapolis.
What does Teddy Bridgewater get per?
I don't think close to Ryan Tannehill money.
Really?
I don't think so.
Wow.
You get a factor injury history, physical ability. I don't think that he. Look, that's me. I know that there are some people that view him as starters, but think about this. 2 years ago, he was free, signed a 1 year deal. This past year, he was he still part of that deal? Maybe they picked up an option, whatever the situation was. Like, it's not like people have been climbing over themselves for Teddy Bridgewater as a starter.
Okay.
They haven't done that. And look, that's been my take on him. And a lot of times people think I'm crazy. Oh, they won 5 games this year with him, all of that stuff. But I really don't think that – I don't think the league views him that way.
Okay, you have not said anyone landing in L.A. with the Chargers. So what the heck are they doing at quarterback?
Well, I think there's going to be some – there could easily be some change – in general with, with other guys. Well, I don't think it's a done deal that Nick Foles stays in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I do think there'll be some other movement. Well, could Brady go to the Chargers? Yeah, I guess he could. It might happen. But if I'm trying to guess right on some of this stuff, there's going to be another, like,
Pittsburgh, I think, is going to be open. Like, I think that's over for Ben.
You think it's over?
You think it's over? Like, he's not the quarterback this year, upcoming year?
Correct.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
As in he will retire?
I don't think he's going to get healthy again. I don't think he'll be healthy enough to play.
Oof. Okay.
Did you mention Mariota?
That's where I was going next. What about Mariota?
So here's the thing. Like, you know, okay, with all the touchdowns and stuff that Jameis threw, you know, this year, I don't know that. Like, I think people would probably rather have Jameis than Marcus, but I don't think that would be unanimous. I think there's going to be somebody said to me, like, look, Marcus is going to go to New England and end up, like, reviving his career in New England. I'm like, you know what? I could see that. Like, I could see that. Cause, like, could you see him going to New England? And whether it's Brady for one more year, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know what? Like, we can see him getting better. Mm-mm. Like, I could see that. Mm.
But you think he'll have to take a backup type of salary?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to get started. Like, if we just said, hey, starter money is $30 million a year, right? But then you think of, like, because the other guy that you guys didn't bring up that, you know, would be interesting, and I think he's another guy that could end up in Indianapolis, is Andy Dalton.
Yep. Well, he was on my list to ask you. Mm-hmm.
I don't think, for the record, you actually have a list. It's a mental list.
Well,
no, that's a list.
It's a list.
Counts.
So we don't really know. You have no proof whether he was on your – well, we don't have proof. I can't read your mind. You say, oh, he was on my list. That could be true. That could be true, but you have no proof. You have no proof.
Jeez, what am I, the Astros? I mean, what are you accusing me of?
Hey, you were just all over the Astros in the last hour.
My goodness.
I'm not piling on.
Rough crowd. I thought we were playing a fun game, and Willie's over there. I want to see the list.
You made up games. You made up rules. You got no list.
Well, if you look at it, right, the Dolphins will probably have a new starter from the one they had last year. Yep. New England's a maybe. You know, Cincinnati's going to have a new starter. Pittsburgh, I think, has a new starter. Indianapolis probably has a new starter. Jacksonville, maybe Minshew. You know, the Titans would assume Tannehill. Denver, it's Locke or somebody else. It's up in the air. The Chargers are going to have a new starter. I mean, just you run down the list. The Bucks, you know, there's a good chance it's a new starter.
What about Chicago?
Chicago, he'll still be the guy because Chicago is basically a year behind Nashville, you know, in terms of like, hey, have we figured out can this guy play or not? Like, Chicago's a year behind. And they're going to go through, my projection is that it doesn't get cleared up, you know, next year. They're going to go through it again.
See, I think Mariota ends up there because of Mark Helfrich being the OC, as the backup, but it can be viewed as an insurance policy, and he's also in an offense that he knows.
I think that Marcus, see, I could end up, I think he ends up in New England, but I think that he, in some ways, is not all that different than, you know, a little younger, I guess, than Ryan Tannehill when he joined the Titans. It's like, okay, you know, the starter's been injured. We're not totally sure. We have some concerns, and so let's sign somebody that's played, somebody that can help us, somebody that, you know, has been like that's what they're doing. You know, look what the Baltimore Ravens did. They signed RG3. He's the backup, and like because he's played a good amount of football. Minnesota's going to have to do something else because of just where they are with Cousins. Now they may end up redoing his deal or whatever, but you have to, you know, probably protect yourself on it. Atlanta is probably going to need a different backup. Matt Schaub has been their guy. So, like, they're going to need a different backup. There's going to be a ton of movement.
Yeah, there is. That's what's going to be fun. There is going to be a ton of quarterback movement. A ton. All right.
Think about Marcus even in Seattle. Like, Geno Smith's the backup in Seattle. Mm-hmm.
I think he needs a situation where in Kansas City would be good, you know, with Andy Reid, or Philly with a coach that can help him develop as a quarterback and get his confidence back. I mean, he's not going to go be a starter,
like,
in my
Philly,
opinion.
Philly, Indy, KC.
Yes.
Those kind of – those to me feel like –
You want Brent Hundley as the backup in Arizona, or you want Marcus? Like, Marcus going to have landing spots.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think any of them is a starter.
New England's interesting.
I agree with that. So we can hit on that on the other side on why you keep going back to New England. But just a number. That's all I want, and then we'll come back with more. Percentage chance Tom Brady ends up in Nashville with the Titans. Percentage.
Zero.
Zero.
Yes, zero.
Wow. I we're gonna
Tim,
to
Tim we're BFF, but I don't agree with you on that.
0%? How could you say zero?
I don't think, one, I don't know why the team would want him here for what, for a year to then, what, like, reboot on it? And then, like, why would the team want him?
I can give you all kinds of reasons, but we'll have to do it on the other side.
Okay.
We'll do that. Zero. That was an incorrect answer. That's just not acceptable.
The rules. Those are the rules.
Tim, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a break, shake our heads, and take a break. We'll come back. More with Tim Hasselbeck on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Segment two with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN, talking football with him here on Darren Donick and Chase. So, Tim, let's revisit what we sort of got into, your 0%. What do you think will happen? Like, let's take your percentage of what happens with the Patriots, because there are some that say, I don't think he'll play for anybody else but the Patriots. Do you subscribe to that?
No, I think that he would consider playing for somebody else. I think you would consider that. I think that, you know, I think it'd be hard. I think it's hard for most guys, but I also think there's a chance that there is some kind of like jilted, you know, person in a relationship that, you know, if New England is like, look, man, we're not going to do that for you. We're not going to pay you that. We're not going to do that. That he would go somewhere else.
So that's where our minds have played the, you know, this fun game that you're allowed to play on sports talk radio, and that is if he hit the market.
Yeah.
Isn't there at
least? Here's what I would say.
The connection with Vrabel, you know, it makes it easy to go down that path. But you think practically you would rather go Tannehill than go down that road with Brady?
Yeah, I just think you're looking at a guy who completed 60% of his passes, had, had only four games this season where he threw for over 300 yards, like threw 24 touchdowns. He can't move. He had 34 rushing yards on the season. Like, who's 40, what is he going to be, 43 years old?
Yes,
like,
yep.
To me, like, that was once a good idea. Like, I don't think it really is anymore.
Has he got better weapons here or in New England? Tim, come on. You really need to think about that? Come on.
That has been the argument.
There are way better weapons here and a way better offensive line than New England.
Well, wait, you say like way better weapons here. Like, so I think the offensive line is definitely a better run blocking offensive line.
Yep. Better running game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, look, AJ Brown came on and was awesome.
Yep.
Okay? But, you know, it's not like
is Jonnu Smith a better tight end target than what he's got right now in New England?
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're loaded around him right now, but like, so you think that he had a bad year only because, like, the guys around him?
I do think a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't tell me last year they won the Super Bowl and they lose Gronk and Julian Edelman was hurt a lot of this year.
By the way, the score of the Super Bowl was 13-3.
I understand, but they won.
But remember that, like, you know, it's not like, here's what I would say about him. Do you think he next year is better than Ryan Tannehill next year?
I voted for Tannehill. These guys voted for Brady.
No, but Darren, do you think Tom Brady next year is better than a Ryan Tannehill next year if they were surrounded by the same guys on the Tennessee Titans?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Can you guarantee me Ryan Tannehill comes back and puts the same thing together for 16 full games next year? You can guarantee that? If you can guarantee that, then I know your answer is correct.
You can't guarantee
anything. Can you guarantee that? Like, you've seen it. Like, Tom Brady, I know. I've seen his body work for the last 18 years.
But how do you know what it looks like at 43? I mean, you can't guarantee that anymore than you can guarantee Tannehill plays at the same
level. Miami paid Tennessee to take him off their hands. And, yes, his body of work for 10 games was really good.
They also traded Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals and basically made the Cardinals forget that they signed David Johnson to a huge contract.
Isn't
like,
that crazy?
We're going to base it on, like, Miami knowing exactly what they're doing. Like,
no.
Good players Miami traded away.
That's
agreed.
A good point.
That's agreed. No. But I'm saying there is not enough of Tannehill for you to guarantee that. I mean, Tom Brady's done it his whole career.
Yeah, no, but he's done it his whole career in New England. Okay, he's done his whole career in New England with those coaches. The reality is what they're doing offensively in Tennessee is not what they're doing in New England, and it's not what they've been doing in New England. And so it's like, you know, we also haven't seen Tom Brady somewhere else. So I would not pay – look, Tom Brady – for Tom Brady to come to, you know, play for the Titans or – you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or whoever it may be, okay? If he's going to go to a place like that, what do you think that would cost? Like, for him to leave New England and go play in some other, you know, play in some other city where everything is completely foreign. It's all brand new. No connection to the organization, really, other than maybe he's going to know some people there. Like what would it cost?
It's a big part of the bridge. Let's say you threw out 30 minutes.
Like, think back to Peyton. When Peyton did this, right? This is another thing Chris Mortensen brought up. When Peyton did this, I forget what the number was, but Peyton, I think it was like, he was like 40 over 2 years is what it was. Like,
it was big money. So you threw out $30 million
so
as the benchmark.
If now we're guys making over 30, you're probably talking about 70 over two, fully guaranteed, at least.
So you're not getting a bit of bargain is what you're saying, even though he's 43.
I don't think he would do it like for that.
All right.
I don't think he would go somewhere new for that.
Okay. Fair argument. Let me ask you a quarterback question of a different kind. As we get further and further removed from what happened on the field just on Sunday, can you play at a higher level than Patrick Mahomes played in that game? I went back and watched the Inside the NFL. They were breaking down some of the stuff. It just dawned on me, you know, They got him to punt a couple of times because some really good receivers couldn't hang on to pretty catchable passes, even though it was really cold weather. I mean, it's 16 or 20 degrees. He played about as perfect as you can play. True?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And you go back to the previous game, you know, part of the reason they, you know, got down against the Texans, they had 4 drops in the first quarter. So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. He's really, really good, and he's surrounded by really, really good players, and then they're coached really well. Like, I think that's, you know, the other aspect of it when, you know, you see some of the stuff that they do, and it's, you know, it just they're hard to defend. You know, like, I'm getting, you know, my stuff together kind of as we preview this game, you know, down in Miami, and you know, looking at some of the stuff that each of these teams do. Well, you look at what Kansas City does, is they get in a bunch of these formations where, like, they're trips to one side, and then the other side they're singled up with Travis Kelce. And so what that does is it dictates a lot. Like, it if you're going to play man, you know, you send the corner over, and you're playing on one of the wide receivers. If you don't, then now you know you're playing zone. So that's helping the quarterback. And then, you know, if you decide to double Travis Kelce and, you know, and then you're even giving a little bit more attention to Tyreek Hill, it's like, when you have Sammy Watkins as the next guy. I thought that was the biggest part of the game, was that Patrick Mahomes, probably two things. He knew when there were doubles or when they were rotating a certain way, he knew when and where the one-on-one were. And so
That's why I think you saw Tremaine Brock have such a hard day, is it was like he was the one-on-one without help anywhere.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that would happen is when they played zone and rush three, they couldn't get home, and then he took off and ran. Like, yeah. I think those two things, but his awareness of seeing that and feeling that in the moment, you know, not everyone does it. It's easy, you know, it's easy for us to see it when we're watching it on TV, we're sitting high in a press box, it's like we can see it, but it's hard for the quarterback to see it right when it happens. He's doing that.
All right, the last thing I want to ask you before I turn it over to Chase here is we know now that the onside kick is just not even a good strategy. Like I was listening to the Titans broadcast, and they were saying, well, maybe this is a chance to onside kick. They were down by 11 with, I don't know, 3-4 minutes to go. But they didn't even think about it because you can't get an onside kick now. It's almost impossible. So this thing that they've proposed where you get a play and try to get 15 yards, maybe they could tinker with that. But do you like that idea, a play from scrimmage to get the ball back? Then what do you do?
I don't really like that. Look, I agree with you. I generally agree with you on the onside kick because the numbers support exactly what you're saying. However, I forget which week it was this season. There were a bunch of them recovered. I say a bunch. There were like three of them recovered 1 week. And there was two recovered in one game. I forget what game it was, but there's two of them recovered in one game. I think the way – because they've changed the way that you can run, you know – to the, you know, run up on a kick, right? You're basically coming from a stationary position. I think you need to change the way, the special teams coaches need to come up with a new way to kick, like a new way to get it. And that's one of the things you saw on these ones that were onside kicked, is that they were kind of, they were kicked on the ground. Before, it used to be that high bouncer because guys could run down 10 yards, and it was basically like a rugby, jump up for the football and fight for it situation. Like, I just think you need to come up with a new way to kick. Like, you need to come up with a new solution to, how you can get your guys 10 yards to try to recover the ball. Like, the idea of, like a 4th and 15 example, like, I don't know what the percentages are in that, but it just feels weird to me that you would score on offense.
15
and then,
is
and
too,
then end up back.
Too easy to get. What's 15 that? Yards, I think.
So what is it, so 4th and 20?
I was tinkering with that in my mind. Like, it should be hard to get it, really hard. Like, you should get it around the same percentage,
so
like 15%.
What's the difference between 4? Yeah, so I don't know that 4th and 15 would be, or sorry, 4th and 20 would be 15%. I think it would be far less than that. And so then at that point, you're kind of dealing with almost the same percentages. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm with you. If there's a way to do it where you could kick.
There's a game this season. And actually, I think it was like they recovered three of them. There was a penalty called on the kicking team on one of them, and then they had to do it again.
It was Atlanta. New Orleans and Atlanta.
Right? Was that the game?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving night.
So, I think if you're going to do, and remember in those kicks, I don't know if you remember those kicks, but like they weren't high bouncers. They were kind of just, it's a weird shaped ball that bounces funny, and it was kind of, squirted away from guys. Like, I just think we keep seeing people do the same thing over and over again on these onside kicks. Like, I think you have to have a different plan for how to do it. And it's going to be hard to steal a possession.
Tim Hasselbeck is with us. And real quick, Tim, Dean Pease announced his retirement earlier this week from the Titans. When you look at potential defensive coordinator candidates for Tennessee, do you go the veteran route, or do you think there's some up-and-comers that Mike Vrabel might look at?
I'm not sure what he'll do. I think the interesting thing with what happened, here with Dean retiring, Coombs leaving to go back to Ohio State, I think there has to just kind of – you have to figure out, do we have enough, veteran leadership still on the staff? And obviously – Vrabel can be, much more hands-on with that, especially with the success that, they had on the offensive side of the ball and feeling like you're in good hands with Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. Maybe you kind of go that route and you know, end up having a younger guy on board. Look, Romeo Crennel is now available. You know, he knows the division. And so, you know, maybe it's a young guy with someone like Romeo on as like a senior advisor or something like that. So I always think, I said this to you guys, I think it's good to have I think it's good to have like a depth of wisdom with an older coach, you know, even if he's not the play caller, but somebody that's like a trusted voice in terms of your plan. And it was kind of one of the things I felt like was a big factor, you know, playing the Baltimore Ravens. I sit next to John Fox, you know, every Sunday, and he's coached football in the NFL and college for probably longer than I've been alive. And, you know, there's a depth of knowledge to what he knows because he defended the veer in college. And then he defended the triple option somewhere in college. And then he defended the run and shoot. And he's seen the West Coast offer. Like, he's seen it all. And so I just think that it's important, especially as we see these offenses change to, you know, now you're defending quarterback runs and as well as the spread passing game. I think it's just important to have a guy like that on your staff.
Look, Tim, we're just viewing it as one game. You're still our starter, but we need you to work harder this week, okay? And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
You need me to work harder,
yeah,
huh?
I just didn't feel like it was not a good game, but we're just chalking up as one game. You're still our starter.
Who's great in the tape?
How about this?
0%.
Let's bet on Tom Brady coming here. Let's bet on Brady.
0%? Zero?
He wants to bet. Take the bet.
By the way, is it 100%?
I don't think that.
That he goes back to New England 100%?
No, I don't think it's 100% that he's New England because I don't think it's solely his decision to be in New England. And it may be just a negotiating thing, so they'd have to pay him what, you know, he's probably going to ask for. But what I'm saying is, where can I buy you dinner if he signs with the Titans?
I didn't say he was signing here. I said we have discussed it. You said 0%.
So give me the odds. Like, I'm willing to just like, I'll do this. You don't owe me anything, okay? That's why it's 0%. Okay, here are the odds. I get nothing. You get dinner. How's that?
That works
Take
for
that.
Me.
It's a good bet.
Best bet ever. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and guess what? I feel pretty good about it.
But, man, is it going to be sweet. The Elijah day Tom Brady.
This.
I see on the crawler. Tom Brady going to Tennessee.
I cannot wait until March 10th when I'm like, listen, I won and you owe me nothing. Ken, it's going to be amazing.
Well, Tim, here's why you should feel good about it. A year ago at this time, Darren was saying that the Titans should tank so that they could get Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Okay? He did say that about a year ago.
I didn't say for this year. He's ready to come out.
Yeah. So are you still sticking by that?
So next year.
So this is a tank year.
Next year they need to win one game.
Wait, and didn't he say the loser?
Well, then ride Logan Woodside.
Like a week three game between the Titans and the Texans that – the loser wouldn't make the playoffs.
Yes,
made the playoffs.
That was said too, I believe.
I don't believe so. Now we're just piling on.
Hey, and then both teams made it. That's amazing.
It's amazing how that could work.
You're just
really
now you're just piling on. You're just trying to, you know, you're just making fun and you're just making up stuff. I don't believe any of that happened.
All right, so let's do this. Okay, so. You think that Brady's a Patriot, and I think there's 0% chance. Okay.
In fact, you don't have to buy me dinner. I'm just going to make you – you're going to be the
– How about this? We'll make it even better than this, okay? If Brady signs with the Titans, all of our radio segments next year, I will refer to you as Mr. McFarland.
Deal.
Sir.
Done.
Mr. McFarland. Yeah.
That is a deal.
Coach McFarland.
God, please come here, TB12. Please. Tim, always a pleasure. Thanks for doing it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
I look forward to this every Wednesday. He's so much fun.
This is good.
He's so much fun. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase. But first, Willie, you've got a word about the good folks at the Lee Company.
All right, Lee Company, 567-1000, area code 615. Yes, Lee Company has some great things to offer you. Yesterday, I told you about their home maintenance plan. Today, I will tell you about general maintenance, whether it's your home or your business, something that needs to get taken care of that you can't do. That would be almost anything at my house when it comes to maintenance. But at your work. Maybe you just don't have a maintenance staff. You can get online at leadcompany.com and make the online appointment, and then it's taken care of. Boom. You get back to work. You get your work done, and then you go home and do your thing. Lead Company provides that for you, whether it's doors, windows, floors, anything like that. Lead Company has that service. They also can help you with home renovation as well. If you're looking to upgrade a kitchen or a bathroom or a living room, a man cave, all that stuff, they've got that department. A lot of great services available to you at Lead Company. 615-567-1000 or go online at leadcompany.com. Lead Company, proud sponsor of the Nashville Predators.
Tim Hasselbeck every Wednesday at noon, and he's been doing this with us for years. Years and years. And we have so much fun with him. That's what I love about it. It's a very loose but a real conversation. It's fun. I like Tim every week just because of his style, his delivery. You can have fun with him. I was a little perplexed. We kind of jab at each other. That's what makes it fun as well. He jabs at me, I jab at him. I don't see how in the world you could say 0%.
You can't.
I mean, like I said before, we've been talking about this week. This is not wishful thinking. This is not, let's just come up with a topic on our show just to generate calls and we're just trying to fill time. That's not how we operate. If it had zero chance, we wouldn't be talking about it. Zero, we wouldn't even be talking about it. As we've talked about since Monday morning about that topic, there's got to be some type of fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much fire, but there's got to be some type of fire because there is a little bit of smoke, right? There is smoke.
Why is there smoke?
Because people are talking about it.
Well, but it's a logical thing
that
for us to talk
realistic.
About. But smoke to me would indicate that like there's been contact or like real people inside the building believe that.
Well, there's
that.
Smoke if you listen to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's words that nobody is saying, I'm back,
if
or
he
he's
was,
back.
If he were going to be back with the Patriots, they probably would have already said, yeah. Or Tom would have been like, I want to be a Patriot. We'll get it worked out. Or
right.
The Patriots
okay.
would have come
I'll
out
grant
and
you
said.
That. If you say that that is smoke,
it's
okay,
never
that's
gotten
smoke.
To this point before.
But I'm talking about smoke in that there's true interest from the
How
Titans.
How many times
in?
Have we had this discussion before about Tom Brady leaving?
You're not answering.
He's asking you the smoke of the Titans.
To me, smoke would be... They're really thinking about it in there. There's no way for us to know that.
There's no way of knowing how the Titans feel other than what we've already stated. Mike Vrabel is very close with Tom Brady. They have a relationship. He happens to be the head coach.
John Robinson knows right. Tom Brady.
Of the Titans. They've played
that's
together.
All, that's
so
all stuff
they
that
have
we're...
a great relationship. John Robinson spent a long time in the Patriots organization. I'm not saying that John Robinson and Tom Brady have some great relationship. I'm saying they know of each other.
Right, but
they've
that's,
spent time
that's
around
an
each
easy
other.
Thing for us to know from the outside and speculate on. That's not smoke, in my mind. That's not
is
how
this
I define
team
smoke.
Built? Is this a team where the Peyton Manning coming in here was far, far fetched? You know, I'm gonna tell you what Peyton
was
Manning.
Well,
yes, far fetched.
I didn't think they ever had a real
far fetched. It was a courtesy call.
Sure.
It was a courtesy call because Peyton Manning is beloved in the state. We all know it. He knows it. And it was a courtesy call. He had that one. He had no chance. You know why? Because they had an absentee owner. The organization was
for.
A mess. The organization was a mess. They weren't that good.
Yeah.
The city was completely different. Think about how much the city's changed since Peyton Manning came through here.
Right.
Like that truly was a courtesy. Yeah, Peyton Manning was never coming.
Well, and Archie played for Bud Adams, so I'm sure there was
but
conversation
that,
there.
Also, that's also a different set of circumstances because you had a great quarterback who had already been discarded by the Colts. Like right now where we sit, we don't know that Tom Brady has been discarded by the Patriots. That still could be
right,
a fence
that they
meant. Right,
but there's smoke because they haven't said that. So there's got to be a little bit of smoke if nobody's come out and said, you know what, enough.
Okay, so smoke from New England, yes, but smoke from here that there's
no,
interest.
No, I didn't say there's smoke
we
here.
We don't have anything yet on
no.
that.
Well,
you can't.
They're not going to comment publicly.
Right.
They can't.
I'm, I guess, picking up Tim's argument of how he arrives at 0%. Like, he's made a strong argument And I'm with you. Like, you never say never. 0%.
Well, but he wasn't willing to say it's 100% that he's going back. If he said it's 0% because it's 100% he's going back to New England, okay, that's fine. But when I press, so is it 100% he's going back to New England? No, I'm not saying that. So you're telling me there's a chance he could leave, but it's 0% chance he comes here?
Right.
Sorry, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, and I'm not either. And I think that so many people want to jump to the conclusion of back to New England because he's played there for 18 years. They've never gotten this far before. So I think there's some people that just have a hard time saying, okay, yeah, he's leaving. Like, this could actually happen. I look at it as I think there is, and I said this all along, he has said he doesn't want to retire, that he wants to play. I thought it was a better chance of him leaving New England than retiring. And I still think that's where we're at. I almost lean towards it's a better chance of him leaving New England than going back. Now, whether it's here or L.A. or Indy or wherever, who knows? Time will tell. If I had to guess, and again, we don't know because they're not going to tell us and they can't tell us to an extent. I think the number
they can. He's the property of New England. They right. can't talk
no, no,
about
no, no, no. I mean, they can't tell us with Tannehill. That's where I'm going. I think that that is what they would like to happen. They would like to re-sign Ryan Tannehill. That's what I believe. That's what I think they're going to try to do. Is Tom Brady plan B? They don't have to sign him the day free agency opens. I think he will take his time. If he truly decides to test free agency, he's not signing on the day free agency opens. I just don't believe that. So they can focus on trying to get Tannehill and then work on plan B, plan C, whatever that may be.
I have said all along during this process, I believe his chances of leaving are somewhere in the 10 to 20% range, which means that's 80 to 90% that he returns.
Right.
But 10 to 20% chance that he leaves to go somewhere is not 0% or 100%. Sure. So that's where I guess the rub for me. If he's telling me 100% chance he returns, that's his opinion, he's well connected, I'm okay with that, then I get the 0%. But to say 0% here, but not 100% that he returns, I there's no way I can be on board with that. As much as
I think he just
I
feels
respect
very...
him, I can't say I wouldn't agree with anybody who said that.
All right, so what would you put the percentage?
10 to here?
Yeah.
If he's got 10 to 20% chance to leaving, then that's 10 to 20%.
Well, that's
the
not
same
right, because you're saying that the Titans would be the only other team he would sign with, and there's other going to – so the other – some of that percent's got to be
15%.
15%?
12 to 15%.
So as we sit here today, 15% that he signs with the Titans today, not knowing anything
else. If he were leaving.
I don't think it's that high.
I'll say 10%.
I would go lower, but I tend to be more – like Tim, is I think their realistic plan is probably to sign Ryan Tannehill. I think they would have to have a snag in the operation while Tom Brady hits a snag, and it has to go in a different direction. I think the direction they're all heading right now would be Tannehill. Is my sense of it? I have no way of knowing that. But
no, I agree. That's what I was just saying.
What Tim's argument was a lot of where I was coming from on Monday, and some people thought I was crazy that day, right? You three and Teron were saying, "Man, you guys, you should look at Brady." But Tim's point is a good one. The way that they have done things, the way that Brady has done things, is different than the way the Titans have done things offensively. Could Brady adapt? Yeah, he's the greatest of all time. But the Titans use the play action. They use the quarterback as a runner or something. They would have to change their formula a little bit.
They did that because of what they had. That's the cards they were dealt. When Mike Vrabel and his staff took over, that was the cards that they were dealt. They weren't dealt a statue quarterback. They were dealt a mobile quarterback. So therefore, that's why the system is in place. How hard would it be to change over to a guy that...
But why would you want to change? It was as good an offense as there was in the league for 13 games. I mean, that was a great offense for 13 games. Tough to stop. And one of the games they lost, Derrick Henry didn't play. So, I'll tell you, it would be a gamble.
As I
even
said
with
before,
Brady,
no, it's a gamble.
Go in a different
no,
direction.
It's a gamble to pay Ryan Tannehill $30 million a year for the next 2 or 3 years.
But that's
a total gamble,
okay,
too.
But no matter who your quarterback is, it's going to be in that neighborhood, right? If it's Brady, it's going to be more than $30
million. I just
million,
think it's hilarious,
right?
that people
that?
Can say
I don't know.
He's
I don't
the best
know
of
that's
all time,
thinks?
But yet he's a gamble. How in the hell is Tom Brady a gamble?
Everybody's a gamble.
No, he's totally a gamble. I mean,
how is he a gamble?
Because he's 43. Because
he's 43.
Oh. We won the Super Bowl and he's 42.
I understand.
No. We won 41. 41.
Whatever. But
whatever. 41.
Look, whatever. Two years older.
And I'm not saying that scares me away.
At some point, you get too old to play. At some point.
So he's,
you don't know
he's
when that's
okay
going to be.
To win the Super Bowl. He went to the Super Bowl at 40, won it at 41. 42, they get beaten in the wild card round. And at 43, he's a gamble.
Well, everybody is a gamble.
Well, so he's ready to walk off the cliff this year. This is the year he walks off the cliff.
I don't know where the cliff is.
So 40,
nobody
loss
does.
In the Super Bowl, 41, win the Super Bowl.
That's a gamble.
42, lose in the wild card round, 43, off the cliff.
But you
I didn't
do,
say that.
But
gamble.
You do agree
gamble.
That
right.
At some point he's going to fall off the cliff. We don't know
but
where
you,
the cliff
you,
is.
Let's come back to the $30 million. All right? Let's just, we're using this as an arbitrary figure. You don't feel great about paying Tannehill $30 million. That's the going rate for a good starting quarterback. So if it's not 30 for Tannehill, it's going to be $30 million for somebody, unless you just want to draft a new guy. Agreed?
I don't believe that Brady's getting $35 million that he threw out there.
Why?
I just don't believe that.
You disagree with Tim?
Well,
so is it a lot less than 30? Is it 29? Is it 28?
I mean, you're ready to put him in a home. But now he's going to $35 million.
Yes, he has leverage.
So
he's Tom Brady.
He's in a home, according to you, and now you're agreeing with Tim, $35
million. I don't know
so
what the price
bump.
Is, but
he gets a
my
big
point
bump
is,
when he's coming off a bad year. He's getting
it's a
my
nice,
point is you
it's a
better,
nice home.
My point is you're going to have
yeah,
to budget.
Really nice.
My point is, throw another guy's name out there. Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater. Bridgewater's probably a little less. But an established quarterback, you're trying to win next year, is going to cost you around $30 million. You might save a couple million here or there, but that's what it's going to cost
so
you.
So you're saying gonna get,
the rate
you're
is going to be $30
get,
million or more for every starting quarterback?
Or more, no, I don't think so.
What's
but
Breeze
going to
get?
Breeze isn't coming here.
No, I'm not saying that. What's he going to get?
I don't
because
know.
That's going to set – that is going to give Brady a ballpark. Because
well, Mahomes is going to change the bar.
Yeah,
don't
but,
you think?
But
that's
that,
another
sure.
Thing.
But I'm talking about 40-plus quarterback.
Mahomes is
go
not
down.
Fair because he's 23.
Right. Breeze
but
is the same or
the bar gets
the same
moved.
Age.
Everybody adjusts based on the bar.
Right.
I just think, you know,
but there's a different bar. There's the Patrick Mahomes bar, and then there's the 40-plus quarterback bar. And I think Drew Breeze will set that bar.
The fact that the salary cap goes up also raises the bar. I just think that the going rate of a quarterback is expensive.
Yeah.
You have if a Drew, guy you have a guy in hand that, yeah, I understand his history. That's the gamble with Tannehill, is that does he turn into a pumpkin and does he just cease to make the throws he made this year, next year, just because he just wasn't – he overachieved. Yeah, that's the gamble with him. But the fact is his market value – as Tim just explained, is going to be around $30 million. Like, if he doesn't right. sign here for $30 million, somebody's going to pay him good money to go become their quarterback. He's better than a lot of those options out there. Would you rather have Andy Dalton?
Well, especially with what he did this year, of course.
No, he's
if
had
he
a career
just sitting
year.
There as a backup.
It's,
then,
a, it's like
sure.
a pitcher who wins
yes.
20 games
no
and he
doubt.
Hits the free agent market.
Yep.
Somebody is going to gamble.
Is it overpay?
And pay.
Yeah. The question is it overpaying?
You try not to overpay.
Well, what did
but
I
you,
say 2 weeks ago? Like,
but you got to pay market value, I think.
Right, but they're still going to be.
And if you don't, my question is, if you don't pay him $30 million, as we use that as the, you're going to pay somebody around $30 million. You're not going to save money.
Right, and the Titans are in a position where they have to, because they can't go back. So they have to, whether it's Tannehill or Brady or whoever, they're going to have to pay somebody to get an established
well,
starting quarterback.
There's no chance it's not. I mean, it's either Tannehill. To me, it's like either Tannehill or Brady. That's
well, you're
it.
You're quick to say that, but you don't know that.
So I think they would just move on,
and it's going to be.
I'm not saying they're moving on. I don't know what Ryan Tannehill's thinking. I don't know if he's like, you know what, I'm going to test the market, and whoever pays me the most.
All right, let's go back to that then, Darren.
Well, that could be the case.
We three of us, I think, agreed yesterday that the only other guy you would consider.
I think for them, yes, I think that's.
And if he's not on the market, then it's a no brainer. If you got to use the franchise tag, and you keep Tannehill, you don't let him get away.
Yes.
So if you're going to weigh it, though, do you think you would get Brady for less than Tannehill? You save money by getting Brady? I don't know about that. If he's a free agent.
What did he make this year, 23?
Yeah, but he's always taken less. He's always taken less. You know he could have gotten a lot more than a 23. I don't know what the system was. People always kind
of
giggle and say, Kraft has got a way of doing it. I don't know what that means or whatever, but.
Have you seen his house?
Yeah, I don't.
But okay,
I don't think he's hurting for money.
Do you think he's getting less? Do you think you would
pay? No, I'm saying there's other ways around.
You would save money by taking Brady.
You can't do it. But
do I what?
Do you think they could save money by taking Brady? I don't know that that's the case. It's very close.
We have tried
the other
in having this conversation on this show. We have tried to keep money out of it.
But you can't keep money out of it.
It's going to be in the same ballpark.
When you have to sign the running back,
no matter what. It's not like we're going, one guy's 30 and the other guy's 15. So because that then changes the conversation. They're going to be somewhere in a ballpark where, to me, let's not talk about the money part.
Let's just talk about does it make sense.
The money part is huge. They're both going to make good money. So it's going to be right there. One's 32, one's 28. One's 34, one's 31, okay?
That's more of an argument for Tannehill because Brady is really a year-to-year at best. Maybe you get 2 years.
I don't want to Tannehill, argue about the money part because I think it's going to be somewhere comparable.
I want to talk about what is the right thing to do.
Like, what is the best thing
for
the
year?
Organization to make that next step? That's the question. Not about can you save $2.5 million here? Can you save $4 million? If you sign this guy,
you just got to go for it.
You're going for it. I've already said
for weeks. But you've got to sign these other guys.
How important it is. So what's the better option?
You got to sign these other guys. The money is a huge part of it.
It's not when we're talking about $2 or $3 or $4 million. It's not when it comes to the quarterback position.
But it depends on what Henry gets. It depends on your thought process with Conklin, with Logan Ryan. I mean, there are other things you have to consider. I agree. I'm with you. That if Brady's like, you know what, I'll do it for 28, and Tannehill's like, I'll do it for 29 or 30, like, okay, you go with the best option. But
I don't know. You go for the best option no matter what the price. If the best option is $31 million, then you take the $31
million, right.
Not the 28 because it's cheaper. That's what I'm trying to get at. I don't care. I don't want to make a decision on which one's cheaper.
Right.
I want to make the decision on which one is the better option. That's what we've been trying to discuss. Which one is truly the best option for next season?
Yeah, but
not because one saves you $2 million or not.
Part of your argument was you don't feel comfortable overpaying Tannehill. But I'm telling you, Tannehill is going to make close to $30 million. You're not going to get a deal on him. He's just coming off a career year. He's going to be costly to keep. Or you have to use the franchise tag, which is expensive for the 1 year, if that's what it comes to.
Yeah.
So that's got to be part of your thinking on whether you back Tannehill or not.
We'll come back. We'll switch gears. We'll talk to Chris Mason. He works for Suits. We'll talk to C-Mace to kick off the fourth hour. That's next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.